Hello, my name is Pierre Empelé, otherwise known as Pamboy, and this is the new episode of the Givenchy Conversations podcast. Like the first guest embodying the Gentleman Society, we continue to spotlight talents we admire for their passion, commitment, and positive impact they have on others. Today, I'm joined by Tom Walker, Givenchy Makeup Creative Director. Tom impresses with his creativity and innovative approach to makeup, which is both sharp and powerful. Drawing on various sources of inspiration, including fashion and architecture, he likes to play on contrast, lightning effects, and bold colors to enhance the facial features of women and men alike. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Let's get right into it. What is your vision of masculinity?
I would say my vision of masculinity is one of openness, optimism, strength, growth. I think it's can be like a positive force, but at the same time it can be vulnerable, emotional, and sensitive. I think it's quite a complex subject, to be honest, because I think masculinity and femininity go hand in hand. I don't think you have one without the other, so to speak.
So what does a gentleman mean to you?
To me, a gentleman is gracious. He's elegant. He's respectful, quietly confident. I don't think of a gentleman as being very, hello, I'm here, loud, brash. I think the quietly confident is a kind of good adjective, if you like, to describe a gentleman. I would also say chic, calm, and definitely kind to others and himself.
What is your definition of honor?
I think it's about values, essentially, and staying true to yourself. I think it's also about like your own personal kind of code of conduct, and how you present and manage yourself. I think also creativity and vision, but also having respect for your colleagues and your peers is a very honourable way to live.
So how would you describe the man you are today?
I would describe the man I am today as kind, hardworking, creative.
And how do you see yourself in 20 years?
Not to sound all cliche, but I would like to think I'll be happy, healthy still, and still doing what I love, surrounded by people that I love.
What would you say to your younger self?
I would say to my younger self, it's always okay. It's always going to be okay in the end. I think no matter what kind of life throws at you or what experiences we have, they're there to kind of challenge us and push us. And it is always okay in the end, to me.
I like that. Positive impact.
Yeah.
What's your motto?
It's always okay in the end.
Good.
Yep. I kind of live by that. It's kind of, you know, we work in a very kind of stressful, quick, fast-paced job. And if I didn't have that mindset, I'm not sure where I would be.
Right.
So I kind of use it almost as a calming method.
Right, yeah. So let's talk a bit about fashion and fragrance. So what is your relationship with fashion? How do you approach it? How do you enjoy it, understand it?
I mean, it's become, you know, such an integral part of my world, my life. I've always loved fashion. It's kind of amazing how it can evoke different feelings. How you present yourself, you know, what you wear can help you achieve your goals. It can get you that job. It can, you know, make you feel comfortable if you choose to wear, you know, comfy clothes, for instance. But I think as part of my job, it's kind of, you've really got to understand fashion and the history of fashion. And I think it's an ongoing learning. You know, you don't ever get to a point where you understand everything, because it's constantly changing. It's constantly moving in a forward direction, whether that's through sustainability or gender roles or diversity, or, you know, there is inspiration everywhere with fashion. And I think that's what's so motivating about it.
So let's go back a little bit. And would you tell me about your first memory of fashion?
Yeah, I'd probably say, like, as a kid, you know, I loved music, like pop music, such as like the Spice Girls or All Saints, you know, very kind of Britpop era. I'm a 90s kid, so that was definitely like a moment. Also kind of 80s, 90s cinema. So like I loved the Witches movie with Angelica Houston. I was a big Batman Returns fan, Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman. Again, Angelica Houston in The Addams Family. Basically, any woman who wore a black dress and had red lipstick. I was like, that's my thing.
Quite fab, a little goth.
Yeah, a little goth, which is kind of weird because I'm not really gothy, but it was just this, I think it was more like the power of the woman and how she was displayed and how she kind of carried herself. It was so inspiring as a kid to kind of see that, you know? Because I grew up with four boys. Like, I've got three brothers and I'm the youngest. So I grew up in quite a masculine household, if you like, even though I'm very close to my mom.
Right.
She was the only girl in the house. We always had a female pet to kind of outbalance. But yeah, I kind of liked that, seeing a woman in a strong role.
Do you have any particular olfactive memory?
Yeah, I have. Whenever I go back home and, you know, you drive around where you grew up and you see how it's changed, or there's the village library. And if I think kind of not hard enough, but if I think about that library, I can smell it.
Oh, wow. Where are you a book from?
Not really, but I loved going to the library. I like silence and I kind of like hanging around in quiet spaces like libraries, or not necessarily the quiet space, but like train stations or airports where it's just you and lots of other people, but it's quite calm.
Right.
At the same, does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, the library was... It had such a distinctive smell. It was like a very old building, stone, with lots of books, obviously. And I can still smell it now. I can smell the pages.
How would you describe the scent of love?
I would describe it almost as a rose. Floral, red, passionate.
What about happiness?
I would say probably citrus, laundry.
And seduction. What is the scent of seduction?
I think seduction is kind of, would go with musk. I think it's quite an animalistic.
Quite primal.
Yeah. Yeah. Which we are all kind of animals, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say musk.
I want to ask you about your inspirations and the impact that you have on others. So what is the positive aspect of your art on others, in your opinion?
I hope that the way that people, the artists came before me and inspired me to do what I love to do, I hope I'm doing that to the next generation of artists and creatives. I think it's important that you stick to your kind of morals and your instincts. And I think by doing that, you almost form a community that are into what you do. And I think that's what the kind of greats before me have done, or the greats that inspire me have done.
So who are your real life heroes?
My real life hero is my mom, for sure. She is the strongest, most resilient person I think I've ever met. Yeah. And she's kind of motivated me to do everything that I've done.
Oh, how so?
Because she's always kind of pushed me, and pushed is the wrong word. That's a bit momager.
Encouraged.
She's encouraged and supported and shown love and respect in everything that I've done. And it's a privilege to be so supported by a parent. And I don't think I'll ever take that for granted.
Of course. And I assume she's followed your beginnings. So can you tell us a bit more about about your beginnings and your first steps into the industry?
So I discovered makeup really at a young age. Like my godmother was massively into makeup. And I think that was kind of my first gaze into that beauty world. She always applied red lipstick. She would spend like an hour doing her makeup. There was never a moment where I wanted to be a makeup artist. I just fell into this role. And I'm so happy I did, because it's such a way of self-expression, freedom. I make women and men feel good. And I think it's such a rewarding job, making someone look their best and feel their best.
Who are your lifelong muses? Who are the people, women or men, inspiring you?
I have so many. Angelica Houston, who I've talked about already. Kate Moss's face is incredible. I love it. I loved it then and I love it now. I also love Bette Midler's face. Mm. Kind of that androgyny, masculinity, femininity.
What do you love the most about your job today? Is it meeting all of these incredible women, or is it...
I think it's being able to be creative. But at the same time, it goes back to making women feel good and look good. I love product as well. I'm such a product junkie. So playing with different textures, different techniques, different colors, different shades, just having a canvas with such a beautiful face or subject is inspiring. You know, it's the whole creative process is one I love.
And would you say your job is your passion, or is there some sort of obscure obsession that you have for something else?
I'm very passionate about organizing and cleaning. Maybe that's why I like the smell of laundry so much. But no, I would definitely say my job is my passion, or my passion is my job.
Right.
Maybe flip it the other way. I love what I do, and I'm very lucky to get to do what I love to do, which is, you know, beauty and meet incredible women.
And we're in 2023, obviously. There's a lot of technological advances. How have those impacted the way you work or the way you understand the future of makeup?
I think it's a really positive thing that technologies are changing. I think makeup is becoming cleaner. I remember when I first started and, you know, oh, don't use that. That's going to give me spots, or makeup's not like that anymore. It's skincare. It's caring for your skin. It's protecting your skin. So we've come so far from where we used to be. I mean, we used to put like white paint on our face that was toxic. We're using makeup and skincare ingredients to protect and nourish our skin. I think the AI part of makeup is, for a makeup artist, can be quite scary, just like it can be for an actor or a writer, or, you know, because essentially it's coming for our jobs, if you like. But I think if you embrace aspects of AI, I think it can be a very interesting take on the future of beauty.
So what advice would you give to young people who want to get into the makeup and creative industry?
I think you have to have a lot of patience, a lot of strength. I think things don't happen overnight. It takes time. It takes time for you to find your crowd, your community, your people. It takes a long time to do anything well. So have patience and don't get too frustrated that things aren't happening quickly. It will be okay in the end.
I like that. We always go back to it will be okay. And that's a good mindset. Strength, so physical, mental and emotional strength, right?
Yeah. Okay. I think you need a lot of physical strength doing this job. You know, you have to carry a lot of makeup around with you.
What is your must-have beauty accessory? What's the one thing that everyone needs?
I think it's about skin. I think beauty and makeup starts with skin. That to me is the accessory of makeup. It's a canvas. If you don't prime your canvas, you don't have a good makeup.
And how do you find inspiration for makeup?
Inspiration to me is everywhere. It's in people, places, things, art, music, theater, books. It's on the street. It can be on the tube, the metro, the bus. I think one of my favorite things is kind of watching people apply their makeup on their way to work. You kind of pick up so many, like, because they're trying to get from A to B very quickly and they've got this whole face to put on before they get to work. So you watch somebody apply their makeup in such a quick way that you're like, oh, I didn't think of doing that. Or maybe don't do that because you should do it like this. Or, you know, maybe you should wipe that brush because you're on the underground. Or, do you know what I mean? It really is everywhere. Like, and I always say to like teams or people who are just starting out is just to kind of have an open mind about everything. I think as soon as you kind of surrender yourself to everything, that's when inspiration comes.
That's also a very London thing. I think when I was living in London, I've seen girls apply their makeup on the tube all the time.
Yeah.
It was quite fascinating.
Yeah.
Did you always know that you wanted to work in the makeup industry? Or be a makeup artist?
I always knew I wanted to do something creative. When I was a kid, I guess, like a young boy, I kind of always saw myself maybe being a dancer or a performer in some way. And I think being a makeup artist is a little bit like being a performer. You have to know a lot about referencing and... You kind of embody, you try and make the models. Obviously, sometimes you want the model to just look their best or the best version of themselves, but sometimes you're creating a character. So it is about performance. So I did end up doing something, I guess, in performance, just in a very different medium.
Right. I asked you about your first memory of fashion. Now, what is your first memory of makeup?
My first memory is really one of my godmother, really. She would spend an hour. She used to call it her ablutions, which I don't know if is a word in French, but...
Actually.
It's very like, it's the wrong word to use to describe that you're doing your makeup, but that's what she called it. And she would have like a black vanity case, and out would come all these products. She'd have beautiful packaging, and she was just a bit of a product junkie. Like, she loved makeup, so applying it was an art form for her and was such a way of expression. She was quite glamorous, and I was like a five-year-old boy, just like in awe of this woman transforming herself in front of me. So yeah, I'd say that was probably my earliest makeup memory, that and watching the movies I watched as a kid.
Who was the first person that you applied makeup on?
My godmother. Yeah, she used to let me put her lipstick on. For her.
For her, of course.
I think I tried it a couple of times.
But is this how you've learned, or how did you learn about applying makeup?
I learned really through, I guess you could say I'm self-taught. I never went to makeup school, or, you know, never studied makeup in that way. And I think you have such, you go into it in such a different angle, because you've not necessarily had teachings in, you know, different types of makeup. You've just literally picked up a brush and you're learning as you go. I learned from some amazing, inspiring, creative artists as well, working for different brands over the years and in retail, and then moving into assisting and that kind of world. So yeah, it's been, I think you're always learning as well. Like, that would probably be some good advice to young makeup artists. I don't think you ever get to a point where you're like, I can do it all. Things change, things move. Trends change, technologies change. So you're constantly learning something. And I kind of love that about the job as well.
You're Givenchy's creative director for makeup. Yeah. How does this feel?
I feel incredibly proud. And it's such an honor to be a part of Givenchy's beauty legacy. I just hope to have impact and bring new ideas and new technologies to the brand as well. But yeah, it's a pinch me moment most days.
I can understand why. And what does it mean? Does it mean that you are, you know, overseeing every single makeup product that's going to be then sold? Or what does it mean on a more sort of pragmatic
Yeah, so it's never one person that does one thing. So the main thing, but we work with an exceptional marketing team. They present some ideas and we work together to figure out which one of those ideas is the strongest, or which one would have the most impact. But in terms, I work on choosing colours, choosing textures. So it's a very kind of creative process, and it's a role I've never done before. So it goes back to learning, and it has had such an impact on my day-to-day creativity and my day-to-day job, really. I've learned so much already.
Speaking of learning, what are the skills or qualities that a makeup artist should absolutely have?
I think you have to have a good technical knowledge of makeup. I think a lot of the times, though, great things come from mistakes. So I think don't be over technical. I think as soon as you allow your wrist, if you like, to be free, great things can happen.
Like a painter.
Yeah. You have to, like, a mistake, don't fix it. Have a look at it. See if it works. Because most of the time, the mistake is what's going to make the picture.
Right. And I assume, like any creative endeavor, you know, we do make mistakes. And what's beautiful is when you overcome them. Mm-hmm. But did you ever doubt yourself when you were younger or in your early days?
I think I would almost be inhuman if I didn't doubt myself. But I think I try to think of doubt as like almost a like question. I wouldn't say I doubt myself. I'd say I question myself. I question myself a lot, and I question my choices a lot, because that's what drives you and what motivates you to do what you do and to make the impact that you make.
So when you have those moments, it's like, you know, you fall off a horse, you know, you need to get back on the saddle. What gives you that confidence? What excites you to go back to, you know, the trenches?
It's always okay in the end.
Right.
I think, you know, it's, if you don't get back up, you're just going to keep falling. You have to get back up. You know, I think that again goes back to having support and from, you know, parents, friends, the people you surround yourself with. I think they help pick you up as well. So surround yourself with, you know, positive people.
Of course. What links do you make between fashion and beauty, or fashion and makeup, let's say?
I think the two are like, they go together. They're like hand in hand. I don't think you have one without the other. I think beauty and fashion coexist and they harmonize each other. I think they help tell the story together as well. I think if you're trying to convey, like, you know, a certain type of story or editorial or era of fashion, the makeup has to sit alongside that to help tell the story, and the hair,
of course.
Yeah.
So it's a package.
Yeah.
What does beauty mean to you? How would you define it?
It's a really difficult question, but I think it's ultimately about making your subject feel the best version of themselves. I think it's about confidence.
And do you think, because, you know, there's conversations about self-acceptance and gender in society, do you think makeup still has gender today, considering the conversation in society?
I don't think makeup has ever had a gender. I don't think it ever will. I think history kind of proves that about makeup, you know, from the Egyptians to 17th century paintings of men wearing makeup. Beauty has always played such a kind of pivotal part in history and between genders. And I think in recent times, we've almost forgotten about that. And I think, again, it goes back to being open and accepting of all genders to create a more kind society.
What appeals you in makeup products? Is it textures, colors, packs, all of these?
Yes, it's the whole package for me. Like I said, I'm a real product guy. I have insane amounts of makeup and collections, but yeah, it's choosing colors, it's choosing textures. It's, again, goes back to kind of questioning your choices. And I love product. I love makeup. I love brushes. I love the whole thing.
How many brushes do you have, or how many lipsticks do you have?
Oh, I don't even know. Hundreds. I think I have probably over 800 brushes, maybe more. I don't use them all the time. They're not always in my kit, but I have a lot.
Wow.
Because I think when you're first starting out, you think that you have to have everything. So your journey as a makeup artist is to collect everything. You have to have that red, but you also have to have that red. But as you mature and as you do the job more, you know what you love and you know what works. So you might tweak it, or you might introduce something new, or you might add something to your kit. But my kit's definitely got smaller over the years.
Right.
But I still keep everything. I'm a little bit of, I always describe myself as like a maximalist. I'm like a minimalist hoarder.
I like that.
I keep everything, but it's very organized and very neatly kept.
And final question, what would be the best beauty tip you could give?
I think it would be, look after your skin. look after and protect your skin. It's the biggest organ of the body, and it's the first thing people see when they meet you.
So team SPF.
Team SPF. Team SPF, team water, team sleep.
Love that. Thank you so much, Sam.
Thank you so much, Pemboy.